Ultra, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, April 1st is almost among us. That means it's April Fool's Day, and we've got all kinds of songs and music to make you laugh. Right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. Yes, indeed. The humor is on us all right now. We're celebrating. What's coming up right here is April Fool's Day. This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and welcoming you to our funny, humorous show for April Fool's Day. And we opened up there with the Screaming Orphans from Donegal with The Humor Is On Me Now. And we're going to catch up with these next three songs that are all tongue twisters. And we're going to start out here with The Great Big Sea from Newfoundland with Merry Man.
Doesn't it lass, and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas try to get her on her back, but I'm thinking that'll have to get a birdie. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary,
Mary,
Mary, for the Mary's taking care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you, Lily, I, little, that, little, done. Now Mary and her mother an awful lot together. In fact, hard to see the one without the other. And people often wondered if it's Mary or her mother or both of them together I'm courting. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you little, I little, that little dumb. Well, up among the heather in the hills of Benefee, well, I had a bunny lass, mummy knee, a bumblebee stung me right above me knee. Up among the heather in the hills of Benefee, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for the Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you really a little, a little, Well, I saw a bunny lassie, where do you go to spend the day? She said, among the heather in the hills of Benefee, where all the boys and girls are making us for free. Oh, in the heather in the hills of Benefee, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for me Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you lily, I'll diddle, da, diddle, dum. Wedding's on Wednesday, everything's arranged. Soon he would change your mind unless your mind has changed. Make a new arrangement, the feeling was deranged. Marriage is an awful undertaking. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for me Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Grand of that affair, go be a fork, play every man is there. And I'll be a bugger if I don't get my share, but don't be very much mistaken. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for Mary's sick care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. That's a neat little lass, and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas trying to get up on her back. I'm thinking that I'll have to get a birdie. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for Mary's sick care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. How you lily, I little, 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 little. How you lily, I little, little, little. How you lily, I little, 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 little.
The harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. The powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the bridges and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys with the powder on by. The nose of the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. All the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. All the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. All the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, we're just passing by. If you want to take a photo with a fascinating witch with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys have put the powder on the noses of the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Border King of Raggedas, you're too late, because they just passed by.
Tree, there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb. Limb on a tree in the bog, and a bog down in the valley. Oh,
ho, ho, roll the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley.
Everybody,
ho, roll the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, ho, roll the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley. Oh, ho, roll the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley.
And on this branch there was a twig, a rare twig, a rattling twig. Twig in the rush, and the rush in the limb in the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley.
Oh, oh, oh.
This leaf, there was a bug, a rare bug, a rattling bug. Bug on the leaf, and the leaf and the twig. Twig on the branch and the limb, and the limb and the tree. Tree in the bog down in the valley.
Yes, indeed, a few tongue-twisting songs there in that triple play. We started out there with Mary Mac from Great Big Sea. Then we went to the Irish Descendants in the Court of King Caracadas. And they're both from Newfoundland, so there's a little double dose hidden in there. And we ended up there with the Irish Rovers and the Rattlin' Bog. Well, we're going to continue on here with some songs, some silly songs about animals. They always make us laugh, don't they? And we're going to start out here with the Ennis Sisters, again from Newfoundland, with Paddy McGinty's Goat.
Paddy McGinty, an Irishman, a note, fell into a fortune and bought himself a goat. Says he, now on goat's milk, it's time to have me fill. And when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. Now all of the ladies who live in Tannaloo are all wearing bustles like their mothers used to do. And they each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat, and leave the rest for Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Young Nora McCarthy, the knot was gonna tie. up all the patterns upon the wedding night. Turn out the lights, quick, she shouted out to Pat. Although I'm your wife, I'm not worth looking at. I had two of everything I told you when I wrote, and now I've one of nothing left for Patty McGinty's goat. Off the west coast of Ireland one morning there was seen, as plain as any pipes on a German submarine, the Coast Guard Mahoney fell over in a fit. And now, says Patty McGinty's goat, it's time to do me bit. He jumped into the water as frisky as a whale. He swam around the U-boat, wagging his little tail. And he up with his horns and he stuck them in the boat and sent the hull to Henninger Land at Patty McGinty's goat. Now old Nicky Riley at the races yesterday won a 20-pound note and shouted hip hooray. He held up the note saying, look at what I've got. Along came Patty McGinty's goat and swallowed all the lot. He's eaten up me banknote, cried Nicky with a jump. They ran for the doctor to get the stomach pump. They pumped and they pumped for the 20-pound note, but all they got was sixpence out of Patty McGinty's goat. Now this old goat of Pat's had a wondrous appetite. One morning for breakfast he ate some dynamite. A whole box of matches he swallowed all serene. And then he goes and swallows up a quart of kerosene. He sat by the fireside, didn't care a hang. He swallowed a spark and exploded with a bang. So if ever you go to heaven, you can bet your bottom note that the angel with the whiskers on is Patty McGinty's goat. Hey!
Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired. Temporarily lazy, permanently tired. A leg at every corner, balance in its head, and a tail to let you know which end it wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, we've underrated it, why not train it? Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, oiled and imbricated it. Got it to the post, and when the starter dropped the flag, there was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, everyone in town lined up attacking it, shoving it and smacking it. They might as well have tried to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, twisting out of place, Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. Now the muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. And Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round its throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on a 5-pound note. Starter Carter lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but the change is mine again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, Mary Ann McGrath, she started poking it, grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-haw. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, hurry to the place, joined up in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. Well, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty the judge, he came up to assist him, still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagan, students of psychology, swore they'd shifted with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, then without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, all the bally crew, police and artillery, the garrison artillery, the second and the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it, harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside and they all committed suicide the day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
I once had a pig that loved me. I'd lived in a shed in the gum tree, in a middle class stricken Dumfries. But a sad kind of pig was he. Pigs can swim and pigs can fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends. Each week that lofty beastie would beg with eyes so misty to take him over to England, his life dreams to fulfill. Pigs can swim and pigs can fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends. To plunge into the channel, swim to France would be his gamble. Florence Chadwick couldn't hurl a candle to such a daring pig as he. Pigs can swim and pigs can fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
Are you tired of me? I asked him. Will our friendship not be lasting? But he told me I was grasping, and he needed to be free.
Pigs can swim and pigs can fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
So will you take me there tomorrow? In a pig's eye, I said with sorrow. So he drowned himself in the bathtub, not even, and I had pork chops for my tea.
Pigs can swim and pigs can fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends. Early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning, before the break of day. So
the Irish Rovers there with Pigs Can't Fly, or Can They? And we opened up there with Paddy McGinty's Goat from the Ennis Sisters, then Delaney's Donkey from Harry O'Donoghue, and finally ended up there with, again, the Irish Rovers. Well, next up we have a cow in the title, but it's not about the animal. It's about a pub, and it's about what happens when the pub goes on fire.
And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk when the Owldon cow got fire. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk when the Owldon cow caught fire. Some friends and I, in a public house, we were playing dominoes last night. Went into the pub, a fireman rushed, his face was a chalky white. What's up, says Brown, have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your aunt, Maria? Ami and Maria be buggered to see the bleeding pub's on fire. On fire, says Brown. As a bit of luck, everybody follow me. Down to the cellar, if the fire ain't there, we'll have a rare else free. So we all went down with good old Brown. Booze we could not miss, and we were not 15 minutes there before we were all drunk. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk when the Owldon cow caught fire. Then Raymond rushed over to the port wine tub. He gave it just a few hard knocks. Started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. Held on to his Brown, that's not allowed. You can't do that in here. Do not wash your trousers in the port wine tub. When we have some
homemade
light beer. And there was Brown, upside down, mopping up the whiskey off the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk when the old one cow got fire. Oh, just then there came a terrible crash after bloody roof gave way. We were all drowned in the fireman's hose, but we were oh so gay. So we got wet sacks and owl tin tacks and nailed ourselves inside. And we sat there guzzling points of beer until we were bleary-eyed. And there was Brown upside down, bopping up the whiskey on the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came knocking at the door. I don't let them in till it's all mopped up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic drunk when the owl done cow caught fire.
And there you have it. What happened at the Old Dung Cow when it caught fire? Eugene Byrne there. And we've got more funny songs for the rest of the hour coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
A German clock winder to Belfast once came. Jeremiah Schmidt was the old German's name. And as he was winding his way through the land, he played on his harp and his music was grand, singing tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye, tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye. There was a young lady who lived in Cromick Square. She thought that her clock was in need of repair. In walked the German, and to her delight, in 5 minutes flat, he had her wound tight. When me tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye, tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye. And as they were seated down there on the floor, there came a big knock at the front door. In walked her husband, and great was his shock when he found a big German winding up his wife's clock. When me tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye, tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye. Then cried the husband, look here, Mary Jane, don't let that square head in here again. He wound up your clock and left mine on the shelf. If your old clock needs winding, I'll wind it myself with me. Tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye, tirralumma-lumma, tirralumma-lumma, tirralaye, tirralaye, oralaye, oralaye.
His wooden leg kicked the bairns out the bed. All the fleas ran up her leg. Dance, Katy Birdie.
Hey, Jenny Cockerlee, come to bed and cuddle me. I'll give you a cup of tea to keep your belly warm. School's the best
yes, we school, it's made with bricks and plaster. The only thing that's wrong with it is a baldy he did master. He goes to the pub on a Saturday, and he goes to church on Sunday, to pray to God to give him strength to murder the lanes on Monday.
Ah, there we have the Corries with Katie Barrady and Are We School. Before that, Tara with the German Clockwinder. You don't want to let the German Clockwinder in the house alone with your wife is the moral to that story. Well, next we have a couple of songs made popular by the Dubliners, but we don't have the Dubliners. We have the Kilkenny Brothers and Anchors Away with songs that begin with the word seven.
Well, as I came home on Monday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. So I called the wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, until you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that my mother sent to me. Well, many's the day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a sow with a saddle on I never saw before. Now, as I came home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. So I called the wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely blanket that my mother sent to me. Well, many's the day I travelled 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket sure I never seen before. And as I went home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. I calls the wife and I says to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that my mother sent to me. Well, many's the day I travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never seen before. And as I went home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my two boots should be. I called the wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns those boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, until you cannot see. That's lovely geranium pot my mother sent to me. Well, as many's the day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but less is on a geranium pot I never seen before. I went home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed where my old head should be. So I called the wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head upon the bed where my old head should be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a baby boy that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many the day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with whiskers on I never seen before. Oh, you drunk, you silly old fool, you drunk, you silly old fool, you drunk. You're drunk, you silly old fool, you drunk.
seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The first old lady was old Mrs. Hinder. She came in to fix up a broken suspender that somehow got caught around a masculine gender, but nobody knew she was there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The next to come in was Penelope Pin. Sure, she only came in for a personal whim, but she got her ass caught between the bowl and the brim, and nobody knew she was there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The next old lady was old Mrs. Schaefer. She looked around the room. There was no toilet paper. All she could find was a bricklayer's scraper, covered all over with one, two, three, four, five, and oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The next old lady was Betty Ann Brewster. She sat on the handle and she thought someone goosed her. She said, oh my God, this don't feel like it used to. But nobody knew she was there. And it's oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The fifth old lady was Harriet Humphrey. She sat on the toilet and she made herself comfy. When she tried to get up, she couldn't get her bum free, and nobody knew she was there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The sixth old lady was old Mrs. Barrett. She shoved in a quarter to the washroom she started. What a waste of a quarter, 'cause she only farted, and nobody knew she was there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The last old lady was old Mrs. Mason. The toilet was full, so she used the basin. And that was the water that I washed me face in, 'cause I didn't know she was there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
Ah, yes indeed. Seven old ladies and seven drunken nights there. Well, next we're going to move on to the Clancy Brothers. There it goes. We're going to go on to a song called The Old Woman from Wexford and What Happens with Her Husband.
There was an old woman in Wexford, and Wexford she did well. She loved her old man dearly, but another man twice as well. With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee.
So one day she went to the doctor, some medicine for her to find. Then doctor give me something for to make me all man blind.
With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee. Oh, then feed him minks and marabouts and make him suck them all. It won't be so very long after till he won't see you at all. With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee. So she fed him eggs and marabouts and made them suck them all. It wasn't so very long after till he couldn't see the wall. With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee. And so she, I'll go and drown myself, although it'll be a sin. So she, I'll come to the water, says she'll help to push you in. With me rightful little idle, and me rightful Laura Lee.
So they jogged and jogged and jogged until they came to the water's brim. So she, you're here to drown yourself, and me to push you in.
With me rightful little idle, and me rightful Laura Lee. The old woman, she stepped back a bit to rush and push him in. But the old man quickly stepped aside and she went tumbling in. With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee. Oh, how loudly did she yell and how loudly did she bawl. And I howled her whistle, woman, says, sure I can't see you at all. With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee. So she swam and swam and swam until she came to the further brim. The old man grabbed her long but poorly pushed her for the ring. With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee. Oh, remember eggs and marabones and make your own man blind. But if ever you want to drown him, you must creep up close behind. With me rightful little idol and me rightful Laura Lee.
There was an old woman and she lived in the wood.
Will ya, warrior?
There was an old woman and she lived in the wood.
Down by the river, saw ya.
She had a baby 3 months old.
Will ya, warrior?
She had a baby 3 months old.
Down by the river, saw ya.
She had a penknife long and sharp.
Wee-ya, warrior.
She had a penknife long and sharp.
Down by the river, saw ya.
She stuck the penknife in the baby's heart.
Wee-ya, warrior.
Stuck the penknife in the baby's heart.
Down by the river, saw ya.
There were three lowing knocks come a-knocking on the door.
Will ya, warrior?
Three lowing knocks come a-knocking on the door.
Down by the river, saw ya.
There were two policemen and a man.
Will ya, warrior?
Two policemen and a man.
Down by the river, saw ya.
They took her away and they put her into jail.
Will ya, warrior?
They took her away and they put her into jail.
Down by the river, saw ya.
They put the rope around her neck.
Will ya, warrior?
They put the rope around her neck.
Down by the river, saw ya.
They pulled the rope and she got hung.
Will ya, warrior?
Pulled the rope and she got hung.
Down by the river, saw ya.
Well, that was the end of the woman in the wood.
Will ya, warrior?
And that was the end of the baby too. Down by the river, saw.
A couple of cautionary tunes there. Wheela Walia there, the Dubliners with an old woman in the wood with the penknife, so beware of old women in the woods with penknives. And before that, the Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem and the Woman of Wexford. So if your wife feeds you eggs and marabones, beware, you might be blind. Anyways, next up, we're going to finish up with a couple of songs about parties, and they're quite comical. So we're going to start out here with Gaelic Storm and What's the Rumpus, and then we're going to go to the Irish Rover and Wasn't That a Party.
Hey, ha, da-da-da-da, yeah.
Ha, hey.
Cardeon scale a buco. What's the rumpus?
Sunday, the hounds
I couldn't tell if it was a party or a full-on wrecking crew. Barrels of booze in my bathroom, bodies all over my floor. They were charging me a cover at my own front door. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? Hey, da-da-da-da-ya, what's the rumpus? Hey, da-da-da-da-ya, what's the rumpus? Hey, da-da-da-da-ya, what's the rumpus? Party on scale of boot girl, oh, what's the rumpus? Giving Guinness to the llamas. One came out of my bedroom. He was wearing my best pajamas. Half a dozen dancers doing hornpipes on the bar. Something running in the kitchen, and it might have been my car. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? Waltzing with the tree, Pete and Pods were on their backs. Drunken monkeys are drinking Drano, and the guards are in the jacks. People hanging out my windows, falling down the hall. Music loud enough to shake the shingles off the wall. When the whole thing's over, there's gonna be hell to pay. Cause when it's upside down, side inside out, what more can you say? What more can you say? What more can you say? What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Cardi on scale of Buko. What's the rumpus? Hey, da 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 ya. What's the rumpus? Hey.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tall cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went black. Oh, wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's street. Could have been the whiskey. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh God, wasn't that a party? We'll be right back.
Well, they went a little far. They were sitting in my backyard blowing on a siren from somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in the CU in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My hands are like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My hands are like a football. Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Ooh, wasn't that a party? Ooh, what a party!
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.